Disclaimer, all music streamed on this podcast is protected by Section 108 of the U.S. Copyright Act, which states that copyrighted work reproduced for purposes of criticism and comment are not an infringement of copyright. But with that being said, let's set sail on the virtual ocean. Let me welcome you to the show.
Show. Hello, world. Duh. Welcome to episode 11 of the Virtual Ocean. I'm your host, J.Ram, and I am joined by my talented producer and shipmate, Brandon Mattel. I will not be as nasally in this episode, I hope, so hopefully that works out well. But if so, I don't make any promises, so, you know, deal with it, I guess. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. This is the Vaporwave Discovery Podcast. We are happy to have you on board. If you don't know what Vaporwave is an experimental electronic music genre. It's known for its simultaneous criticism and worshiping of modern capitalism, and plays off of 80s aesthetics in a way that shows us the ghost of a future that never was. Vaporwave has a strong sense of irony behind it and walks a fine line between troll takes and genius ideas, and that's why we love it so much. In each episode, we highlight an artist or album within the Vaporwave genre and listen to it for the first time with you, the listener. And then, using our combined musical knowledge, we break down, react, and give our thoughts on the music. You can follow us on Instagram at The Virtual Ocean, where we curate aesthetic art on a daily basis. Our opinions are our own, and we welcome you to join in on the conversation by commenting or leaving us a DM on the Instagram. And we've gotten a few DMs already, and we will read them periodically throughout this series. So if you have a really interesting take on Vaporwave, if you have some cool comments or experiences with the music, go ahead and shoot us a DM. We'll talk about what you have said, and we will have a fun little discussion. So, now, today's episode. We are doing things a little differently. Up to this point in the show, we have done episodes that focus on a particular subgenre, and we would do so by listening to a wide variety of artists within that subgenre. We feel that this format has lent itself to being a little less immersive. While it's cool to present a large sample platter of sounds in an episode, we think it would be better to introduce a subgenre by exploring the best possible, I guess, entry-level album in that subgenre. And in this episode, we are going to get an introduction to the Mallsoft Vaporwave subgenre, with the subgenre's debut album, Cat System Core's Palm Mall. This album was released in 2014 and created an entirely new subgenre of Vaporwave that appeals to a very specific nostalgia that's exclusive to people born in the 80s and 90s. How does this music achieve this? Let's listen to the album and find out. Let's set sail for the 9,000 floor, infinite stretching shopping mall of Cat System Core's Palm Mall. So, what exactly is Mallsoft as a music genre? So, as you know, Vaporwave utilizes a lot of imagery of consumerism, modern capitalism, and nostalgia. When it comes to Mallsoft, I think it's best described by this post on Agora Road, where the post says, "What is Mallsoft? As with all art, it's meant to be interpreted by you. Malsoft is distinct from its cousin Vaporwave by using ethereal, vague music that is easily looped as background music. The genius of Malsoft is that it's not meant to be paid attention to. It's not distinct. It's meant to be left on repeat while the listener does other things. The repetition of the music eventually forces its way into the listener's mind subconsciously, to be recalled at a later date as a memory of something that may or may not have happened. Malsoft is the ultimate commentary on our ADD, Twitter-obsessed generation that can't focus on one task at a time, much less an entire album. So, this subgenre is not entirely different from the ambient vaporwave. It's more of a specific kind of ambient vaporwave. And again, me and Brandon had not listened to this music yet, so we're here to take you along with us for the first time to listen through this album. Again, like the post said, you don't have to close listen to it as much. You can play it in the background. That's what me and Brandon will be doing for this. We will be doing our own things while this plays. The first track of this album is 22 minutes. That is this is kind of a warning that it'll go on for a while. And, you know, hence the need to do something else. You don't have to close listen with us. So do what you will. Do what you will as this episode plays on. We're here to just chill, have a good time, do whatever you want, go do some homework, go smoke a joint, whatever, because this track is 22 minutes. All right, so let's go ahead and begin with the first track of Cat System Core's Palm Mall. We'll give you more information on Cat System Core after this first track, but let's just dive into the first track of this album titled Palm Mall.
Thank you. 5% top up on the total purchases made with your Robinson's gift card, so that you can get more out of your shopping. So hurry, get your limited edition 150th anniversary Robinson's gift card today. Simply speak to any of our friendly staff members to find out more. While stocks last, terms and conditions apply.
Thank you.
And that is the first track titled Pall Mall from the album Pall Mall by Cat System Core. So, 22-minute track, very immersive, ambient track. I loved how going into it, I kind of expected something to kind of just fade in the background, you know, something that I can ignore, something that will make me want to ignore it. But what the genius of the track is that there are parts of it that are just in the back, that just loop over and over in the back. But then there's also moments that deliberately are there to catch your attention. And while there are a lot of details we can go over, one that really stood out to me was the announcement, the flash sale announcement of that lady over the intercom, talking about how it tracks your credit spending so you can get more out of your shopping, and it gives you that scarcity of act soon, with that very friendly voice that makes you feel so positive about buying more things. The very in-your-face scale sales scheme of that is something you don't hear anymore audibly that much, because a lot of that advertisement and that impulse buying thing that comes up a lot in modern life is on your social media feeds. It's not something you hear audibly in the mall as much. And quite frankly, malls nowadays aren't really these consumer havens anymore. They are places where you experience things like going to the movies or jumping on those little trampoline things or having a co-working space. A lot of malls are actually transforming into things that are more experiential than something that you shop at. And because of that, this album seems to be playing off of the nostalgia of being in a shopping mall that wants you to just buy things all the time. And when you were a kid, this experience was so big. It was such a monumental feat for you. It was something that sticks with you because as a kid, you stay home a lot. You know, you don't really do much besides play toys and go to school. So when you go to the mall, that's an experience. But the experience was different back then. The experience wasn't the way it is now, where you have VR little theme parks there or arcades as much. It was walking around to go shopping for something, walking around with your parents as they go to buy bags, hearing that flash sale and that music. And I think the aesthetic is super strong in this, in like the most effective way, because it portrays something so specific. A lot of vaporwave that we've covered before that is immersive likes to take you to science fiction world or cyberpunk or an Outrun world. But this, from this track, it seems like if this is the statement of what mall soft is as a subgenre, it's simply just taking you back to something more concrete, which is a memory of your childhood of being in a mall. And I think it does a really, really good job of that. While this track was playing, I was playing some Tetris 99. I was letting it fade into the background. And although it was fading into the background, I think there's even enough here to sit for a close listen because there's so many details in it. But me and Brandon decided to take this track as it is intended to be listened to, and so that's what we did. Brandon, what did you think about this track, and what were you doing while this track was playing?
I was just working on some drawings. What I was trying to do with this listen, even though it wasn't as close of a listen, is kind of, I didn't want to do anything that would, that something that I could focus on that was creative, but also kind of, it didn't take a lot of like focus of what I was actually doing. Does that make sense? So since I was drawing, I was doing something creative, I was kind of zoned into what I was doing, but it wasn't like if I was on my phone, because if I was on my phone, I'd usually be using headphones. So I was trying to simulate like if I was just working without headphones, and I was just literally like if I wanted to go to like a Starbucks or something like that. And what I eventually kind of pulled from that is that this is actually more interesting than I thought I was going to be initially. Honestly, wherever this mall is that this artist is trying to mimic, you know, take me there. And I wouldn't mind working there, and I could just listen to whatever is kind of going around me, because I feel like malls are definitely like they're a dying thing now, right? So it's very difficult for us to, at least for me in this modern age, to find a lot of what I'm actually looking for in malls, be that clothing, be that pieces of technology. It's very rare that a mall will cover everything that it used to, if that makes sense. Like you said, when you're a kid, when you go to the mall, it's very much like you go for like the visuals, the sound, the actually being there, whatever smells you get from like the food court and stuff like that. This track did that for me. It brought me back to that space of being like going to the mall for a non-specific purpose, if that makes sense. Like when you used to go to the mall, there'd be like a lot of toys, there'd be a lot of video games, there'd be a lot of like clothing and colorful things that you could do there. But nowadays, malls feel much more of just, there's more efforts required to go out to there. And sometimes when you do go to malls now, they don't carry everything that you need. And because of that, and no mall I've ever been to has ever really actually played Audible advertisements or any Audible music that was, that felt like this, if that makes sense. So if I were to go to a mall, I would want to go to this one, whichever mall they're trying to portray here.
Definitely. Yeah, the Audible commercial thing is, you know, that was the biggest trigger for me because I remember those, but I didn't remember like how much those don't exist anymore until I heard it. And I'm like, well, this is weird. It's an Audible flash sale. And that was a normal thing back then when you were a kid. The mall was very active. The mall was very out there to get you to spend things. And I'm excited to see what else this album has to offer. It felt like that was a really strong way to start this album off. But before we move on, I want to read more about Cat System Core because I didn't really get to go into this artist as much. So Cat System Core is a Dutch music producer that has released over 70 projects under the alias, and his real name is Jornt Elzinga. So stylistically, his projects experiment with commercialism, consumerism, news media, adult contemporary, Muzak, and plunderphonics. Each project has its own particular theme and or concept, and the entire sound gets wrapped around this. He has been described by one journalist as background crowd sounds combined with adult contemporary music that sounds less jazzy and more mellow than ever before, contributing to the futuristic vibe of the album and adds to the big budget feeling of the album and makes you feel like you're there, like this is actually something in some alternate reality. Which really goes in line with what Brandon was saying about the feeling of being in that mall. Fantastic stuff. I also agree with Brandon that I didn't think I'd like this as much as I do. I think we have found another golden nugget in this world of vaporwave. And let us continue with the album with track number 2. The tracks from here are now get a little bit shorter. They're a little bit more normal length. I just lost my page. What is the second track, Brandon?
The second track is called Endless with Culture, but the U's are replaced with V's.
We've had Culture as a feature before on this show, so let's go ahead and listen to the second track titled Endless. Endless.
Thank you.
And that is the second track titled Endless, featuring Culture, off the album Palm Mall by Cat System Core. And this track is definitely a lot more along the lines of a, I want to say, traditional 2014 vaporwave track. It's catchy as hell. Cat System Core is definitely doing something a little more diverse in his album that you would think. And it's good to note that the first track has a bit of a cutoff and this track immediately picks up. So I imagine the transition from a 22-minute mall ambient track to this catchy, groovy, nostalgic track is just, it must be a really great feeling to go through that, listening to this album all the way through. Love the reintroduction of the mall at the second, the last half of the second track. A lot of it is in line with what is said in his bio in Wikipedia, with that journalist that said that every concept of the album envelops the sound, and this carries that forth 100%. So that is the track Endless. Do you have any thoughts on this one, Brandon, specifically? Brandon has nothing in particular to say about this one, so we're going to go ahead and go to the third track, titled Special Discount. That is the third track titled Special Discount. The use of those MIDI sounds are very powerful. Very, very groovy. Very, very, I want to say it gets me dancing. It gets me dancing like I'm buying some pants and I'm prepared to drop a good $80 on them. And then I ring it up and they're apparently on sale for like 50% off. And then that music plays and I start doing a little dance out of happiness. That's what that sounded like to me. So that's the third track, Special Discount. It goes straight into the next track titled First Floor, with the fourth track titled First Floor. We'll be right back. that is the fourth track titled First Floor. I like how these past few tracks have kind of been more in line with a traditional vaporwave album. They're not these ambient tracks that the first track was, and I appreciate that because it breaks up the monotony of just being a pure ambient track. This particular track is very, it carries on that 80s, 90s aesthetic, you know, of with that electronic sax, with that just that bass rhythm. I feel like I'm looking at something through a VHS tape. I'm on the first floor of this mall, and it's a good time down here. There's a lot of people going in and out of stores. I'm trying to find out what I want. I have 3 bags of things I already bought. Bought those pants. I bought some sunglasses. Bought some new shirts. And now I'm on the first floor to see what I can get, you know? And we're going to go ahead and go to the next track titled Congratulatory Message. And that is a fourth track titled Congratulatory Message. A bit more of a sexy track. It sounded really smooth. The melodic composition there is really pretty. I think, I want to say Cast System Core has a talent for writing melodies. It's very clear when sometimes people don't know how to write melodies. And I like that we can discover that in scarce increments. Like, you don't really hear any melodies that he's making for the first track, for example. But in this case, that's just a smooth ass, like, oh, so sexy. I know Brandon, he has something to say about this one in particular.
Oh yeah, it just sounded very much like those announcer ladies that are like, congratulations, you've won tickets to the blank blank paradise wherever, you know. It's like one of those yeah, background songs, but like I feel like background music in general can be somewhat complex, but it definitely sets a mood of just, you're excited, you're about to look forward to something very exciting. Well, the name of the song is Congratulatory Message, right?
So, right. Well, you know, a lot of jazz music, there's a reason why jazz music is elevator music for a lot of people. Like you said, it's pretty complex, and yet it's something that sits in the back. And in this track's case, I can see that happening as a winning a raffle or something. So, nice, groovy, and sexy. What an album this is. Sorry, I paused for a minute. I lose my words sometimes. We're gonna go ahead and continue on with the album. God, I like this album so much, dude. All right, we're going to go ahead and go to the next track titled Second Floor. And that is the sixth track titled Second Floor. And this track, it seems like the second floor is full of a lot bigger stores, it feels like. A lot, you know, that lower bass and that driving lower registers of the sound gives a sense of grandiosity. While the first floor had more boots and was more fun, and you know, you have people trying out RC cars, you have people trying to sell some soaps and you know, some sunglasses or something like that. Second floor is where all the stores are at, the big stores. You got your Macy's, you know what I mean? You got your Sears, you know, you got all that on the second floor, and so they're a lot bigger, and that's kind of how I felt with that. The grooviness in that lower tone of that. That guitar melody in the middle of the song did not have to be there in a good way. Like, I think that addition really elevated the track. And I hope Cat System Core actually played that. I don't know if it was a sample or anything, but it did sound like he did it himself. I mean, it sounded like it was directly recorded into the track. But then again, I don't know. What do you think? Is that sampled, Brandon? Is that something he did?
He could have had a session guitarist. That yeah. Could have been one thing he could have brought someone in. Yeah. Sounds a lot like, because it doesn't sound sampled or anything like that, or he would have pulled it from anywhere. If so, it's a really, really, really good sample. But yeah. Sounds a lot like, if anyone has ever played a game called Persona, it reminds me of literally like the shopping mall area of the game. It makes you just want to stay there and just buy all the items for the game. It's pretty cool.
Amazing.
Yeah,
awesome. All right, cool. So that is the track Second Floor. We're gonna go ahead and move on to the seventh track, I Consume Therefore I Am.
Thank you.
And that is the sixth track titled I Consume, Therefore I Am. Now, this album has just suddenly taken a darker turn. This feels like Cast System Core's most upfront critique, I guess, of consumerism with this track. It is, from the get-go, murkier. It's slimier. It's grimier. And it's even punctuated by the slowdown a few seconds into the track. And that just punctuates, I guess, Cat System Core's exposure to the ugly side of consumerism. While the rest of the album has been hyper-glossy, it's been heavenly, this feels more like a melting away at the human spirit with how it feels and it sounds. It is not a track that has any groove or any bright, uplifting melodics like the last couple tracks. It is instead this grog. It is a slowdown. It is that technique that is used a lot in Vaporwave of slowing down. And it's used in a purposeful way to punctuate a less than human form, a transformation into something less than human through consumption. It seems like what he's going for with this. The rewind at the very end is another interesting element to close it off. I think what that was to me was, despite your feeling of disgustingness of consumerism, you're going to do it anyway. You're going to rewind and go back to becoming a hyper consumer and, you know, aspiring to be in a less than human, you know, consumer and purchaser of things, I guess. Cool. A nice little addition to the album, I guess. I like that a lot. I like how it's not just a single note. We have all sorts of things in this album. Very well made. We got two more tracks on deck with the eighth track titled Employees Only. And that is the eighth track titled Employees Only. So this track right here has a bit more of an exclusive vibe. The swing feel, that song is in a swing. So For those of you who don't know music, usually, you know, music counts like this, like 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. While in jazz, when it's a swing, it's 1. So it's like this. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. It has that the form of a triplet quarter note or eighth note, sorry. So instead of 1 and, it's 1 and 2 and 3. And so that for those of you who don't understand music, when a song is in that form, it is more of a, it's exclusive to jazz. It's mostly jazz who does that. And so it just gives that rhythmic feeling of, you know, classiness and exclusivity. And again, this track is called Employees Only. It feels like I'm in an exclusive club. It's like the, you know, while working in a mall is actually not as glamorous as it looks, for some reason, this album has a way of making it feel like if you are an employee, you know, you're part of this high class club. It's a little juxtaposition because typically mall workers aren't these luxurious, it's not a luxurious status position, you know. So that's just how I interpret it. I think it's a nice little penultimate track to the album. I think it was really chill, really smooth, as the rest of the album has been. So very fitting. Let's go ahead and finish this album off with the final track. I do want to say there are exclusive digital bonus tracks to this album, but we will not be going over that because from our past experience going through bonus tracks, it's kind of been a it's been a bit of a vibe killer to the episode. It happened with our Floral Shop episode. We played the exclusive bonus tracks and it didn't go too well with the episode. So we're going to go ahead and finish it off with the final track titled Veni VDME. And what that means, I ended up looking it up. What it means is I came, I saw, I bought. So Veni VD, I came, I saw, and Emmy, Latin, I guess, for I bought. So something to think about as you listen to this track.
Tomorrow is the very last day for the summer sizzling sidewalk sale at Newmarket North Mall. It's the biggest sidewalk sale we've ever had. We've got to move out all of our summer merchandise to make way for the new fall fashions arriving every day at Newmarket North Mall. Tomorrow, from 10 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., our hallways will be filled with the quality, selection, and savings you deserve. Tomorrow, Monday, the last day for the summer sizzling sidewalk sale, only at Newmarket North Mall. For the summer sizzling sidewalk sale at Newmarket North Mall. The biggest sidewalk sale we've ever had. We've got to move out all of our summer merchandise to make way for the new fall fashions arriving every day at Newmarket North Mall. Tomorrow, from 7 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., our hallways will be filled with the quality, selection, and savings you deserve. We'll be right back.
And that is the closing of our album Palm Mall by Cat System Core, titled Veni, Vidi, Emi. So that is a let's see, what did I think about that track? Very suitable ending to the album. I love the abrupt you know, playing of the infomercial in the middle of the track. It's so blatant and in your face, trying to sell you something. I love the use of slowdown and distortion. Remember, in 2014, slowing down tracks and distortion was new to, it was kind of the, it was an element of vaporwave that was very exclusive to it. Nowadays, it's kind of played out. You don't see it as much. But in 2014, whenever you could slow down a sample, it should be done. And the intention behind it is always varying. And in this case, I think that the way that the slowdown sample is used is in a way to, once again, critique or sort of put in your face hyper-consumerism and capitalism. It is another grogging track. It is very slow. And then it is juxtaposed with that infomercial or that commercial. Or that, sorry, it's a flash sale announcement, whatever it is. Very iconic album overall. I think it is, I want to say this is an essential album next to Floral Shop and next to Birth of a New Day. This is another essential must listen. I definitely see the, I want to say I get that the ambient noise part of vaporwave can be a little too lazy at times, a little too few and far in between. But I think this is one of those cases where it's done beautifully, effectively, and it executes its concept in a fashion that is beautiful and gorgeous and nothing like you've heard before. What are your closing thoughts on this album, Brandon Mattel?
I think it's really appropriate to like the experience of just buying something, if that makes sense. I really don't have much else outside of that other than like it really plays and shows how music is, it's definitely, especially being as someone who writes music and who's performed music, there's always intention behind, for the most part, when we write music, whether it be silly, whether it be very serious, there's always a sound or something that kind of, since sound is one of, hearing is one of our senses, there's always something about like a specific sound that will bring you back to, or put you in a specific mood to do something. So I think this album does play a very good role in just kind of bringing you back to that space of what it's like to being a consumer in like an old timey shopping mall. That's all I had really for that.
Wonderful. So once again, I hope this approach to getting a taste of a subgenre works better than just sampling a bunch of artists. I think it did. I think immersing ourselves into this genre through a iconic album, through the album, the centerpiece album of the subgenre, is a better way of doing it. I think so. I'm ready to listen to more Mall Soft in the next episode. But in the meantime, thank you for tuning in to episode 11 of The Virtual Ocean. Remember to follow us on Instagram and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And, you know, the more engagement we get, the better. We'd like to share the beauty of vaporwave to music lovers all over the world. And current vaporwave lovers who just want to listen to it with us, you know. We're really just here for the music. We're really just here for the love of sitting down here and consuming, hyper-consuming good art. So, again, Instagram, at The Virtual Ocean. 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, please. Or an honest rating, whatever you want. And thank you for sailing with us. We will be returning to our ship to once again sail to a different world in this virtual ocean. Thank you very much for listening. Love you guys, and we will see you in episode 12.
Raise the davit. Get these folks on board.
How are we looking today, sir?
Skies are clear and the ocean laughs. I think we should go where our hearts take us.